Guelph police are reminding the public to be cautious when dealing with people on the internet, after a local female lost more than $5,000 in a so-called romance scam. On Wednesday, a 68-year-old female called police to report the scam. She had been communicating with someone she met on a social media site who claimed he was overseas for work and his bank card had been confiscated. The male asked her to send $5,500, which the female sent via e-transfer. After the male asked for a second much larger amount, the female realized she had been scammed and contacted police. The investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to call Constable Dan Erbshes at 519-824-1212, ext. 7240, email him at derbshes@guelphpolice.ca. Leave an anonymous message for Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477, tips, or leave an anonymous tip online at www.csgw.tips. Signs of a romance scammer. They will tell you everything you want to hear, reading your profile and claiming to like the same things you've listed. They will create situations to play on your sympathy, such as a sick loved one or sudden unexpected expenses such as an accident or legal troubles. They want to move to a private mode of communication, thereby gaining your personal contact information such as email or cell phone number. They will find excuses why they cannot meet in person or have a video conversation, often claiming they are working overseas. They will often profess their love after just a few conversations. Tips: do not share personal information such as birth date or financial information with someone you have only met online. Watch for poorly written or vague messages. Look for inconsistencies between their online profile and what they are telling you. Never send intimate photos. These can be used for extortion. Be cautious when messaging someone who claims to live close to you but is working overseas. Never send money for any reason. The scammer will make it seem like an emergency and claim to be angry or hurt if you do not comply. End the conversation. If you suspect a loved one may be a victim of a romance scam, explain your concerns and help them get out of the situation.